Blog Talk Radio.
Must be in Tennessee. Yeah.
Must be.
It's next door. Georgia. Anyway, don't come to Georgia. You don't want to do that. It's warm today, though. That's nice. It's warm and it's not raining. So I have green grass starting to come up.
Good.
Well, I'm not sure about that because that means pretty soon I'm going to have to start mowing this sucker. I was hoping to be gone by now, but didn't work out that way. Anyhow, that's all right. Green grass is preferable to what's out there, which is, let's see, blown down twigs, a lot of pine straw, you know, that the needles, the brown needles that get blown off the trees, and brown grass from last year.
Yeah.
At least short brown grass. Golly. Anyway, there's a big rut forming right in front of the mailbox because she gets between the edge of the pavement and the mailbox to drop off my mail. And so she's just making a nice rut. I'm trying to fill it with pine straw every day. Maybe it'll build up to where she doesn't disappear into the Netherlands.
Yeah, right.
The nether reaches of the mud pit, you know. Anyway. Hey, guys, it's Thursday. Time for rock and roll, and we got some good stuff. oh, I burned my hand. I burned my finger. Oh, must have been my meat bread last night. That's all right. The bread turned out good last night, honey, except that it collapsed again. The top of it just, there's some, for some reason, the big, well, for some reason, when it rises, a big bubble is forming under that top crust. And then when you bake it, that falls. And so you get a flat loaf of bread. Well, you know, I hate that. I'm trying to figure out why it does that. And it doesn't matter if I make batter bread or if I make regular bread like my mama taught me to make. It still does that. Mm. And I just don't know why.
Well, that's crazy. Maybe Carolyn would know.
I think what I need to do is get out my bread maker, because I let my bread maker do everything except bake the loaf, and it doesn't collapse. So I'm going to give it a shot, get my bread maker out. I think I know what box it's in. Oh, Lordy. And try that. Maybe that'll work. Who knows?
Hmm.
We'll give it a shot. If I can find the bread maker, if it's really where I think it is. If it's not, hey, I'll have flat loaves.
Yeah.
How it goes. So anyway, oh, my God. Let's get on with the music. I'm going to play Hang On. I'm going to play Hang On, Sloopy by the McCoys. Now, we need to remember that Elvis went to school with this. Did he go to school with this drummer girl? I think, anyway, he was friends with this drummer girl in the McCoys. So here you go. Hang On, Sloopy.
Hang on, Sloopy, Sloopy, hang on.
I tell you, sometimes these mic buttons do not want to work. Sit there and push half a dozen times and get it turned back on. Drives me nuts. I never know what's going on with this mic on this Blog Talk thing. Anyway, I got it to turn back on, so that's okay. We can deal with that. And let's see. I had Carolyn ask me after the last rock and roll show if I could play some songs together, because she knows them and she likes them. And so here we go. The first one's going to be Nights in White Satin. I think it's Deep Purple. Maybe it's Moody Blues. I don't remember. Let me see. Let me look that up, and we'll see what I get on here. I got Moody Blues. Okay, that's all right. We can do that then. We like it. It doesn't matter who does it.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always miss with these eyes before. Just what the truth is, I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
I love you.
All right. We're going to do an Elvis song. I just, you know, we
okay.
can't even prepare too far. Okay.
It's helpful. We're going to do an
yeah.
Elvis song. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to do an Elvis song. Yes, Elvis song. From 25th of January, 1973, a stage rehearsal of I'll Remember You.
Summer breeze, your sweet love,
Yeah, and we remember him, too. We can only hope he's remembering us. All of his fans around the world are missing him like crazy, even after this whole time. I mean, we still have his music. We have music. So, what he never like that? Because we can still listen to him. We can. So, here is... I mean, not to change horses in the middle of the stream or not, but let's change horses. The Archies, Suga Suga.
Suga.
My memory is not a steel trap. That's the only one I remember them doing. At least it was popular enough to remember, you know.
Uh-huh.
So that's okay. That's okay. We play that one. So we play the one we got. We're good. We're good. How about The Doors? I think this was on their album that came out in 68. I think. I don't know for sure. I don't know why I try to remember things anymore. I tell you, if I don't write it down, gone. Anyway, here's a song called Love Me Two Times.
Love me two times, baby. Love me twice today. Love me two times, girl. I'm gone away. Love me two times, girl. One for tomorrow, one just for today. Love me two times, I'm gone away. Thank you.
love me one time. Do not speak. Love me one time. Yeah, my knees got weak. Love me two time, girl. Love me. I'll do the week. Love me two time. I'm gonna wait. Love me two time. I'm gonna wait.
Still echoes in your ears. Okay, what's next? Yeah, let's look down here. Yeah, you know, because after something like that, can you imagine? Now, this is what we used to do in the 60s. I don't know how we still have hearing, but we used to go into my friend's bedroom because she'd just gotten this album and she wanted me to hear it. And we closed her door. She warned her mom first. She said, Mom, we're going to have the volume up really far because I want Jenny to hear this album that I just got. And she closed the door. She closed her bedroom door. And she was pretty much spoiled anyway. Her mom let her do whatever she wanted to. But we cranked this sucker up in this little bedroom. And when you would get done hearing some of these songs, your ears would just be ringing. Literally ringing, just boom, boom, boom. Yeah. I'm surprised we still have hearing. And some people my age don't, you know, because they were going to these rock concerts all the time, or they were musicians in the rock concerts. And I married one of those, yeah. Yeah, and he was losing his hearing. Yep. But you stand in front of those amplifiers all night long, and they're big amplifiers because you got to fill up whatever's there. If you're in a small bar, you don't have to turn the amplifiers up as much, but you got to just make it loud enough to get over everybody talking and being stupid. And then if you're at the Spokane Coliseum, they've had a stage across one end of the room. Well, by golly, they used to play hockey and basketball and all kinds of stuff in that Coliseum. So that was the big place. And the ceiling was really, really, it was one of those really high dome ceilings. The building's gone now. Oh, how sad. But anyway, my gosh. After you went to one of those concerts, because this was a big empty, I mean, they had seats around the peripherals. And they had those metal folding chairs on the floor. So the sound was just bouncing. The people were there and would absorb a little bit of it, but you've got hard cement block walls. You've got hard hardwood floors. You've got this great big huge high dome ceiling that doesn't have any acoustic tile on it or anything, and the sound is just bouncing back and forth, and you didn't hear very well when you got out of there. That is for sure. But the guys that did those dances and concerts and stuff, a lot of times they did end up going deaf or started losing their hearing. They didn't go completely deaf, but yeah, I miss those days. Oh my gosh! I mean, here I can crank it up if I could have found my stereo disappeared when I moved. My brother-in-law swears up and down he packed it in the truck, but it didn't come off that truck. I have no idea. I have no idea. But the truck was unlocked all night, so anything could happen. But I have my computer. How loud does that go? Huh? So I can't crank anything up. I got to get a new stereo and live in a place where I can crank it up if I want to. Yeah, dream on, broomstick cowboy. Anyway, next song. Another rock and roll song, Three Dog Night. Do you guys know where that saying came from?
Where did it come from? I don't know.
It's an Indian phrase, or I don't know, maybe a mountain man trapper from back in that era at any rate. And the Indians used to use their dogs. They would bring them inside for warmth. And, you know, you'd have them, you cuddle them around you and all that. Probably mountain men more than the Indians. I can't see an Indian letting a dog in his teepee or his Quonset or whatever. But if it was a really, really cold night, they would say, it's a three-dog night. Bring them in. And they'd cuddle them all around them in the bed, and they'd all keep each other warm. That's where that phrase came from. A really cold night was called a three-dog night. I thought that was pretty interesting when I heard it. I went, well, it makes sense. I mean, see,
yeah, I've never heard that
night
before. Mm-mm.
Yeah, one dog night or two dog night. Nope, it's a three dog night. It, look at that halo around the moon, you know, that kind of thing. You learn a lot of strange things when you grow up in the Pacific Northwest where there's a lot of Indian tribes. Oh, boy. And a lot of snow, yes. Anyway, here you go. Three Dog Night, the band Three Dog Night, not the cold night Three Dog Night, and their song Shambhala.
Wash away my sorrow, wash away my shame with the rain, Shambhala.
like that. They get some good harmonies in that. And that's the band. Yeah, don't they? They're nice, close harmonies, and yet they keep it right on pitch. Mm-hmm. And that's the band that does, what do they call that? Anyway, the song about Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Yeah. I like that. I want to see if I've got that. I know I have one up, but I'm going to see if I got good old Jeremiah in here. That would be kind of cool. I haven't heard that in a long time. Here it is. Yep, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. Here we go. How do you get joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea? That was one of the lines in the song, joy to the fishes in the deep blue sea. Yeah, that's, but you know, those words were never actually written for the song. They were not written for this music. These guys took this music into the studio one day and played it for their producer. and he said, "Hey guys, I want to hear words to this." He said, I don't care what word you put to it. I just want to hear words to it, how it would fit. So just do something so I can hear some words to this music." And so they just, right off the top of his head, the guy singing this does these words to this song. They weren't ever supposed to be recorded as a song. It was just some nonsense words that he attached onto it. But look where it went. Sometimes mistakes are happy mistakes. You know? I don't know how he did it, but it turned out good. It was like, what an imagination to be able to just sit there and do this off the cuff and then have it be a hit. That's phenomenal. That does not happen. I don't know how he lucked out, but good for him. You know, just good for him. Okay. This next one I'm going to dedicate to Johnny Depp in memory of Jeff Beck. Let It Be Me. drive me crazy. But that's okay. We got to hear Jeff Beck play the guitar, and we had, you know, dedicated to him, you know, in memory of Jeff Beck, dedicated to Johnny Depp. Why not, you know? Okay. The Monotones. The Book of Love.
I wonder, wonder who wrote the Book of Love.
Famous of all the voodoo queens that ever existed is Marie Laveau down in Louisiana. A lot of weird, ungodly tales about Marie. She's supposed to have a lot of magic potions and spells and curses.
Down in Louisiana where the black trees grow lives a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau. She got a black cat tooth and a mojo bone. Give me a little charm that'll make me rich. Give me $1 million and tell you what I'll do. This very night I'm gonna marry you. And it'll be another man done gone. So Marie done some magic and she shook a little sand. made $1 million and she put it in his hand. Then she giggled and she wiggled and she said, hey, hey, I'm getting ready for my wedding day. But oh, a handsome Jack, he said, goodbye, Marie. You're too damn ugly for a rich man like me. Then Marie started mumbling, her fangs started gnashing, her body started trembling and her eyes started flashing, and she went, and the man done gone. So if you ever get down where the black trees grow, and meet a voodoo lady named Marie Laveau, if she ever asks you to make her your wife, man, you better stay with her for the rest of your life, or it'll be
fun. That's a fun song. Who would want to live in the swamp? A lot of people do, though, I guess. Not me. Too many snakes. I can't do that. Too many different kinds of snakes, and all of them are bad. I ain't gonna do that. No way. Uh-uh. And then you get the gators. Yeah. Snakes isn't enough. You gotta have the gators. I don't have gators here. Just snakes. I don't go to the water. Nope. Ain't gonna deal with it. Not happening. I'm going to go back to Idaho, I think. That's when this house sells, I'm going to go back to Idaho. Go home. I'm going to go home. My family's all telling me I have to go home. I think they'd probably hog-tie me and drag me back if I didn't. Which in some ways is a good feeling, and in some ways it's like, ooh, my. Okay. Anyway, Brenton Wood. Calico, what? I'm not petting you. Uh-uh, you bit me the other day. I ain't petting you. You're just going to have to wig out. It's okay. I'll let you. This is Brenton Wood. Give me some kind of sign, girl.
If you do want me, give me a decision. If you don't want me, don't leave me on the you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine, girl. Oh, yeah. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my darling, to show me that you're mine, girl. All right. If you want me, give me a little sweet talk. If you don't want me, don't leave me on, girl. I'm feeling down, wearing a frown.
There you go. There you go.
Cool. Thank you.
Don't you like that? I love these 60s. They're good. Ah, nostalgia. Wouldn't it be nice to be that young and hopeful again? But then I think of everything else I was going through, and that I don't want to do that over. If I could just do the being young part and hopeful, I would do that part over. All the peripheral stuff I don't need. I don't want. It wasn't fun. Okay, here is. it's another Elvis song, guys. Yep. The first version. Take 6 of Long-Legged Girl with a Short Dress On.
Long-legged stilt with a long jerk.
2005, take 6.
All right. 1, 2, 3. All right. I've been thumbing rides, traveling light, walking streets till past midnight, tramping roads, trails and lanes, scaling cliffs, fields and plains, searching till the early dawn. That long-legged girl with the short dress on, been riding trucks, bikes and skis, sailing lakes and brooks and seas, driving wagons, cars and jeeps, walking stilts and 10-foot leaps, searching till the early dawn. That long-legged girl with the short dress on, and everywhere goes she's been and gone. She's fine, just too bad she's a traveling kind. So fine, I just can't rest till I make her mine. Mexico and Waikiki, rain and shine, sleet and snow, I'm searching high and I'm searching low, cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress. She's fine, just too bad she's a traveling kind. Oh, fine, I just can't rest till I make her mine. I've been through Maine, through Tennessee, Mexico and Waikiki, rain and shine, sleet and snow, I'm searching high and I'm searching low, cause everything depends upon that long-legged girl with the short dress on, long-legged girl with the short dress on.
And that was take 6. Wow.
You know what? Jeannie, I never heard that song before.
Really?
No.
Where have you been hiding? What closet did they stuff you in?
Well, I don't know. What year was that? I don't know.
Oh, Lord. Ask Alexa. She'll know. What year did Elvis release Long-Legged Girl?
What year did Elvis release Long-Legged Girl? May
63. Well, we didn't want all that. We just wanted to know. It released in 1964.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, now you know. There you go. That's all I do.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I just Google stuff. That's how I find out. I just Google it. What did we do before Google? Oh, I know. Everybody had encyclopedias in their house. That's what happened before Google. That was rather uneventful. I mean, encyclopedias were not real satisfactory. They didn't have everything in them. You had to have 3 or 4 different sets to have all the facts because they all did it different.
Uh-huh.
And they were expensive back then, too. You pay like $1,200 for a set of encyclopedias, and that was a lot of money back in the 60s. 70s, you know?
I left
my encyclopedias with my ex too, you idiot. Anyway, well, I figured I have a set of Encyclopedia Britannica on a disc, and only problem is I don't know where it is and I never use it. The encyclopedias I was pulling out all the time, you know, and there was stuff in there from when I used to have my son make make up extra credit reports for school, and he would put his little notes in there, and all those mm-hmm. are gone too. Oh well, that's how she writes. When you're in a hurry to just get out, you just get out, and you leave a lot of stuff behind that you wish you'd taken. But
yeah.
too late now. He doesn't even have it anymore. He died. I don't know what Fred did with all that stuff. But I didn't get it, so whatever. Anyway, okay. I'm going to do one now. It's my turn. Okay?
Okay, go for it.
Here's my version of dumb.
Don't, that's what you say each time that I hold you this way. When I feel like this, and I want to kiss you, baby, don't say
compliments, people. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I really am. It makes it so much nicer to sing when people are enjoying what you're doing. And that's always a good thing. Look what it did for Elvis. Not that I'm saying I'm the same league as Elvis, but hey, you know, people had to enjoy what he was doing in order for him to get where he went. So there you go. Okay, the Buckinghams. This one goes out for all you guys in the UK, the Buckinghams. Don't you care?
You don't love me. Why don't you tell me? Instead of running around
with all the other guys in town. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care? Don't you care? If you don't want me, why don't you tell me? Instead of telling lies and making me cry, can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care? Times we cried and laughed. I wanna know, I wanna know, will you ever love me again? Or will I find out that this is the end? Don't you care? That you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone without a girl of mine. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care?
Was nice. Totally and completely 60s, but it was nice. They did a good job. I like the Buckingham as part of the British invasion. And you know, if you were around in the 60s and listened to the music, it really was a British invasion. It's 90% of the songs were British bands back then for a few years. And it amazed me, but I thought it was totally cool. So, hey, you know, different strokes for different folks, but I liked it. Okay, hey, Manfred Mann, Blinded by the Light.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a deuce, another runner in the night. Early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride.
She never thought that she's gonna make it through the night. She's gonna make it through.
Back in the day when if you didn't understand the words to a song somewhere, you called the DJ and said, what were those words again? And he would tell you. You could actually get through to the broadcast booth and talk to the DJ back in the 60s. They had a DJ at KJRB who used the stage name Charlie Brown. He was kind of a pig. He should have been in jail. He did a lot of partying with 15, 16-year-olds. Not a good thing. But anyway, back then, nobody even thought to report it. It was just no big deal. And whatever girls were involved in that, they were so enamored of being with the big-name DJ that they didn't even think about reporting it. I wonder whatever happened to him. But not enough to check it out. So, okay. I'd rather check out some of my friends at KGA and KDRK and find out what they were doing. But that's all right. I don't really want to go there either. Okay. You know, guys, I got to do it. I got to do it. This is labeled as the best live version. I'm not sure I agree with that or not, but here it is. Steamroller Blues.
We have never played here before, and it's been an honor to play for you. And do you want to hear Steamroller? Hot damn, we're lit on you. Hot damn, lit on you. I'm a steamroller, baby. I'm bound to roll all over you. Steamroller, baby, I'm about to roll all over you. I'm gonna catch your soul with some sweet rock and roll and shoot you full of rhythm and blues. I'm a cement mixer, a turning and a burning fire. I'm a cement mixer, burning fire. I'm a demolition derby, a heavy home, give it up. Yeah, all right now. Yep. Bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Take it off.
You gotta love that. Oh, yeah. To the showers.
On the way. I'm first.
Yeah. If Sue was there, she'd already be there. She would have taken her computer with her to listen to it, and she would have jumped in already.
Yeah.
Oh, Susan's so funny. Anyway. Sly and the Family Stone. We haven't heard from them in a coon's age and a half. They were never really mainstream music. They played at Woodstock. They were a big name. They were an all family, but I think there was only one, maybe two people that weren't family.
Cousins,
brothers, sisters, something like that, you know, all in a family type of thing. That's what they said, Sly, the family stone. So that was pretty cool. I used to love to watch him. He was the first person I saw on stage with Fringe. He did the Fringe thing, and he did a rock and roll soft shoe that would just slay you. It was beautiful at Woodstock. So I got to get that movie somewhere. I love that thing. It's fantastic. It's like 3 hours, you know, Woodstock, 3 hours. That'll frost your mind. Anyway, here is Sly with Everyday People. That you want to keep going. And they did it for radio play, so they kept it short. If you see him on stage, on stage it's like three times as long. They don't shorten nothing on stage. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are with Marvin Gaye. This was a big one. You know, and I'm listening to this, and I thought, you know, we listened to some good music in the 60s, man. This was great. Nostalgia. Reign supreme. Now you understand why I spent my free time in front of the radio. And on a quilt in the yard with my radio. Because this is the kind of stuff I was listening to all the time. I love it. I totally love it. 60s is my era. And even through the mid-70s, you know, I heard a lot of stuff through the mid-70s because my husband was a musician. So he was into all the new stuff and everything. We had albums. Oh, my gosh. I didn't get any of those either. Ding dong. Anyway, here is Marvin Gaye with Heard It Through the Grapevine.
I bet you want
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That was a biggie. Back then, that was a real big one. Here's one that, yeah, it hit it big and they kept on going. Made it to a movie, Top Gun. And it's great. Jerry Lee Lewis, Great Balls of Fire.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, Great Balls of Fire. I let you love what I thought it was fine. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this world is fine. Just great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love the shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Got you my nails on and I switch on my thumb. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire.
I got it.
And you think folk singer, mellow, acoustic guitar, you know, folk music. But that's Donovan. Donovan did stuff like this too. So, whoa. And he had such a unique voice. I always enjoyed listening to him. Ah, the days of the big old radio. Yeah, Mama had a floor radio. It was a really old one from the 40s. With the tubes in it. It actually had tubes inside. That was cool. And they never blew out. It was great. Loved it. Okay. The Animals. House of the Rising Sun.
I know.
Yes. That was kind of a freaky song back then. It was like, people didn't really get it, you know. Drink and probably drugs. And this guy going down to be on a chain gang. And they just didn't understand what the song was really saying, what it was about. It was just some old, that was bad rock and roll song. Well, no, it was heart-wrenching is what it was, if you actually listened to it and understood the words and took in the meaning of it. It was sad. It was a sad song. But Eric Burton did a good job with it. He did. The Animals were a really good band. They were very talented, actually. They really were. People just saw the long hair, but they wore suits on stage. Good grief. I mean, of course, in the 60s, suits looked funny. But, you know, back then we didn't know the difference. So whatever. All right, the Eagles. This is not from the 60s. This is from the 70s. The Eagles, Hotel California.
Please bring me my wine. He said, we haven't had that spirit here. Thank you. Thank you.
I remember they made a movie from that song. That was freaky. That they interpreted it as being a satanic ritual. You check into that hotel and you belong to Satan and you ain't never getting out. And the steely knives and the beast and all that stuff. Yeah, they made a movie out of that. And it was freaky. Only seen it once. I don't think I would watch it again if I had the chance. But it's pretty interesting when they can make a whole movie out of one song. That's weird. And this one guy finally figured out what was going on, and he wanted to leave, and he couldn't get out the door. He couldn't even find it for a while. And the wine was not wine you want to drink. You know, it was a strange movie. But then again, when you listen to it, it's a strange song. So somebody really had quite an imagination going on. You know, I don't know who wrote it. I don't know what their mind was doing, but it was funky. It was funky. Okay, let's hear something. Yeah. Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs. Woolly Bully.
Uno, dos. One, two, tres, cuatro.
That's it. That was such a funny song back in the 60s. It was different from almost anything else you'd had. There's another one that was totally instrumental called Green Onions. And we wondered what the heck were they thinking of when they did a totally instrumental song. And it hit the pop stations. But it was a hit. They weren't wrong. I thought that was cool. That was great. And everybody liked it. It was fantastic. So anyway, guys, guess what time it is? It is that time once again. I want to thank you all for coming and joining me today. I hope you enjoyed it because it was like a trip back to memory land for me. Those were the songs I used to listen to every day in front of the radio. And they're still some of my favorites. You know, the music you grow up what sticks with you for life. It really does. It doesn't matter if it was the 30s or the 40s or the 50s or the 60s or the 70s or the 80s or the 2000s and 2010s. It doesn't make any difference. What you grew up with is a music that sticks with you for the rest of your life. And it's your favorite. You can like all the other eras if you want to, but the music you grew up with is your favorite, always. So I had a good show today, guys, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Whether it was your ear or not, I hope you enjoyed the music because it was good music, okay? So, hey, guys, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and give you peace. Take what you got today out of the show. Take it with you when you go to the grocery store or you go to the bank or you go out walking or you go in your front yard to dick around, whatever you're doing out in your front yard. Just take your smile with you that the music gave you today and share it. Share it because that is what a smile is for, is to share. You make other people smile and your heart gets happier. Every single time. It really does. And the person that you made smile, of course, is happier. And maybe that's all they need to keep them going. Maybe that's all they need. So make sure you do it because you could be saving somebody's life. You never, ever know. Okay? So, hey, guys. This is one Carolyn's going to love. Great Balls of Fire by Tiny Tim. Bye. See you on Sunday.
You shake my nerves and you ran on my brain. Too much loving drives a man insane. You broke my will. Oh, what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great.